it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good quarterback, you know, and he can move the pocket, move with his feet, and that's something that we're kind of used to right now.
We've always heard the thing that the tape isn't as good as you think or as bad as you think. Mm-hmm. That's something that people say.
Yeah.
What did you think of the tape from the first game?
I feel like there was times where we weren't all on the same page, and I feel like that kind of hindered us a little bit, but getting those mistakes figured out and being better is our goal.
One of the telling people, hey, it's a divisional game. It's a divisional game. Mm-hmm. For people maybe younger or new to this team, what is the message in regards to, hey, you're facing your first divisional opponent?
I mean, winning the division is very important just based off the fact that that's how you get to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So our goal is to win the division, and these divisional games are important to us.
Do you think some of the communication issues, like I said, on the same page, could be that, hey, they used – some quick snaps and some up-tempo to get you guys to kind of be thinking before the play started?
Definitely. They definitely caught us off guard with some of those things like that. They did a good job over there with those things, but I think we kind of settled it down towards the end of the game.
How do you combat that, knowing that? Like, what do you have to do to make sure the operation is all set?
Once they do those things, the coaches are kind of trying to – they're going to make different calls. Right. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to put us in a position where we might have to wait on something to happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that being said, we just – listen to what the coaches say, and they're letting us know, okay, there's a quick snap on us, so we need to get to the ball as fast as we can and maybe not call some of these calls where we have to think a lot.
Does it help at all to face a team that's kind of similar with what they want to do 1 week after the next? This is not like going air raid again and then Army the next week, right? I mean, they have a dynamic quarterback, dynamic running back. They'll allow him to run. Does it help at all that at least you saw that once?
For sure. I think it does. I really do think it does. I mean, the team we just played had a dynamic quarterback, dynamic running back, and it's not going to be too much different here. So I feel like it's going to help us.
Take me into a slot corner when you're facing a quarterback. We know the edges; they have to kind of stay home, so he doesn't be. What are you identifying without giving away secrets? What's the key for you?
It just depends on the call, what the coaches are calling, whether I'm covering my guy in the run game, because that could happen. He could run me off if it's man to man or whatever. But in zone, just having my eyes in that backfield area, just making sure that quarterback can't get out.
What do you see from their wide receiver group?
First of all, Garrett Wilson is a really good receiver. He's been that way since he's been in the league, and that's where they want to go with the ball. So just have to watch him.
And how are you feeling?
I feel good.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.